Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Also, Paul Skeens making his second career major league start today. We have not spent as much time as we'd like to on any of those topics because of what's gone on with Scottie Scheffler at Valhalla Golf Club. But right now, we are joined by Tony Busilli from the Washington Wild Things, former Major League Baseball scout, and he has also been charged with putting together this Cam Hayward softball event. We're going to talk to him about that in a moment, but first, Tony, former Major League Baseball scout in the Rangers organization.
He's with the Rangers, yep.
So you got Paul Skeens making his second big league start today. And I don't want to say his first start was a disappointment because he struck out seven guys in four-plus innings, and he rung up the first two batters he faced, and his fastball averaged over 100 miles an hour. I am expecting better from him today, and it is my untrained eye that would tell me that he was pulling the fastball a little bit. Maybe there was some nerves, because the one thing that you read among the hundreds of things you read about him is the fastball command generally fairly perfect from this guy. Do you expect him to maybe shake the nerves and pitch a little bit more effectively today?
I think you'll see hiccups. I mean, just across the board, being first start on the road, I don't know what the weather forecast is. Obviously, that's always a big kicker out that way. And in general of, okay, you're going to be able to get your full prep work in. You're going to be able to throw long. You're going to be able to get on the mound. Are they going to have stuff tarped off and kind of throw things out of whack? Those are always the hiccups for the younger guys of just.
Do you think that had something to do with it the first game then?
I thought that was always part of it. I believe we had a game the same day with the Wild Things. So our guys were actually watching the game in the locker room and excited for it. A lot of guys knew him or played against him or have mutual contacts, so they wanted to see his.
Livy Dunn?
No. No LSU ties.
Not that mutual contact.
Yes, yes. Obviously, the weather and that stuff and baseball is such a routine-based thing of a guy not going in a cage or a guy not going through his whole stretch and prep. It has that mental effect. And sure, it might take you an inning or two to not rip a fastball or to find the good spot of the ball coming out of your hand to be able to throw the breaking ball the right way and not bury a couple in the dirt. So I think it's the same way. Being on the road, first road trip, first routine in the away clubhouse, it's always a little bit different. I mean, I'm sure talent and skill set and mentality always kind of overcomes. So I'm sure there'll be that moments of settling in. Nobody's a perfect prospect. Nobody's a perfect player. I'm sure it's going to take a little bit of time to kind of build that consistency day in, day out. But certainly something to build upon from his first start. And the first divisional away game is always something to kind of put the feather in your cap.
Yeah, and it's not like Steven Strasburg going up against the 2010 Pirates. This is a good Chicago Cubs lineup now that he'll face for the second time. Do you think, and we're talking to Tony Busilli, the grand poobah of all things Washington Wild things, former Major League Baseball scout, do you think it's easier on a pitcher or a lineup facing a guy in quick succession like this? So Skeens debuts against the Cubs. Quick turnaround less than a week later, and here he is facing the Cubs again.
I think it's going to be easier for the hitters. I think the hitters being able to see his stuff and be able to rely back on that very quickly, the comfort factor sets in a little bit more immediate of, hey, what does the guy want to do? When runners are on and it's a tough spot, where does he really lean to? That's all that advanced analytics stuff that we were talking about off air of, okay, this is the first time that they're collecting data on Skeens. Okay, a runner on second with less than two outs. This is what he likes to go to in a spot where he doesn't want to give up a run. Obviously, majority of it's going to be fastball. That's what he relies on. But there are going to be situations where the analytics guys are going to be able to point notes to certain things of saying, hey, be on the lookout for this pitch at this time, first, second time through the lineup. Skeens, he's as the pitching side of it, right now, it's still probably a little bit of a whirlwind. You don't have enough. There's always a concern about putting too much on a young guy's mind of taking away from his natural ability. I think that's going to be a big thing for him to know what's useful information to give him start in, start out, and where you're bogging him down too much and slowing down his natural ability and kind of how he wants to go about his innings.
It seems like Jared Jones has adjusted now. In it was his second time against the Chicago Cubs. He was so fastball heavy the first time around. And then last night he gets a dozen whiffs on the slider. Every single strikeout came on that slider. Sounds like exactly what you're talking about there. Hey, we know this guy, and they barreled him up a little bit. Mm-hmm. The Cubs did at PNC Park this time around. I thought he was more intentional, kind of pitching backwards and a lot more sliders early in the count.
Probably multiple reasons with that stuff. I'm sure Grandal and them go over a bunch of stuff and say, okay, let's try to make these adjustments. Let's try to get a different feel. You watch the video of the guy's swings. How are they reacting to a fastball? How are they reacting to the slider the first go-around? And Jared Jones, same way as Skeens. They're still so young that they're going to play that cat-and-mouse game. As the Cubs or whatever are adjusting, hey, he's going to do this in this situation. Are we going to break that mold? I know the guys yesterday were talking about, at least on the broadcast, nothing's going to beat a perfectly effective pitch. At the end of the day, that's the most efficient thing that can get you outs, get you through innings smoothly. If you're able to, if it's whatever the pitch is, if it's in the right spot at the right time and you're able to execute, executing solves every problem. But at the end of the day, there are those little nuances, that dance that goes on between a pitcher and a hitter that one start you might get barreled, next start you're making adjustments, and hitters are out of their shoes thinking you're going to do one thing and you're doing something else. So beyond the pitcher and hitter, you have the analytics guys on the backside pulling those strings along with the catchers and saying, okay, how can we really navigate this lineup two or three times in a way that we keep everybody guessing?
Tony Busilli is our guest right now, former big league scout, grand poobah of all things, as I call him, Washington Wild things. Also, you are the man tasked with putting together the Cam Hayward softball event with our partner here, Doran Dickerson. In 10 minutes, a little bit less than that, Nicholas Harry Callis is going to drop the Crowley diss track. So I want to make sure people are ready to hear that coming up in the next segment. But what do you got planned for the softball event so far?
Yeah, so we out here last time with you guys talking about it a little bit. July 13th, we announced the day. Tickets are on sale. I think we're about like a third of the way sold out right now. So 2 months out, which is pretty crazy from on my end. But right now, today, we're going to break the news the way we're formatting it. We've done it a couple different ways over the years, and this year we're going a little more traditional. It's a team offense versus team defense, and obviously the natural tie-in is we got the brothers. We got some brotherly love, a little brotherly competition that we can kind of build around the Cam and Connor head-to-head gig. So from there, we're going to be building and adding offensive-minded or offensive-talented players to Connor's team, add the defensive squad and a bunch of guys on that side of the ball on Cam's team. And you don't have to wait for the 7-on-7 for Latrobe. Now we can get a little defending the 7 shots head-to-head and a little 7 innings instead of 7 shots.
I love it. And it all benefits the Hayward house. We'll see if Cam holds out. I joke, I kid, he will be there.
Yes.
Tony, appreciate the time, man.
Absolutely.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.